This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Daf HaShavua, Maseches Chagiga. I'd like to welcome our viewers from Torah Anytime. We left off at the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, where we were trying to figure out what the Mishnah means on Yud Amud Aleph when it speaks about that Me'ilois, that is one of the topics which is like a mountain suspended by a hair, where we don't have, we need Torah Shabbal Peh in order to be understand it, because there's not really psukim, it's not psukim based. Those halachas, and the Gemara asks, we do have psukim about Mila. So the Gemara is saying that we're speaking about a specific cases that aren't based on psukim, like the case we tried to say in the Mishnah, where if someone took an evan, a stone, or a kaira for himself, there he's not going to be chayav in Mila. But if he took it to give to his friend, then the person who took it and gave it to his friend, he's chayav in Mila. So the Gemara said, why should that be? Must be that's the case of the Mishnah, which we need Torah Shabbal Peh to understand it. On that, the Gemara said, no, maybe it's like Shmuel, where Shmuel said that Mishnah is talking about where the gizbar, the treasurer himself, that takes care of the items, he had it with him in his Rishus, the Kaira or the Evan, and therefore when he takes it for himself, he's not really doing anything, because he had it before. So nothing changed. So therefore he's not Chayiv and Mila, but when he takes it for his friend, then he's Chayiv and Mila, and therefore that's not the case that the Mishnah could be speaking about, because that we understand. Elo mi seif, or rather maybe it's from the seif of that very same Mishnah, three lines from the top on Yiral, Bana b'seich b'sei. If someone took that beam and he built it into his house, he won't be Chayiv and Mila, atshiyado tachtel b'shavar pruta, until he sits under it the amount of time and gains the amount that would be worth, that he would pay a shavar pruta for, the worth of a pruta. Because even when you don't use the beam, even when you don't use hektish, but if you have benefit from it, that's also called mi'ila. So, frektimar michti, let's see, shenu yeshanye, he changed it by putting it into his house. If he put a beam into his house, you have to assume he chiseled it to get it in the right size, or he cemented it in. So mali dar, mali loidar. Why does it make a difference if someone sits under it and gets benefit from it or not? From the fact that he cemented it into his house or chiseled it into his house and changed the beam, so that he was chayiv emili, changed the beam, he acquired it. Says Gemara, haynu karar natulim b'saira. This must be the case that the Mishnah on Yud Amud Aleph was referring to when it was saying that the halachas of Me'ilah have some halachas that are like that mountains hang by a strand, where it's hard to understand without Torah Shabbat Pes. On that, the Gemara says no. Well, my Kusha, why do you have that? Why is that hard to understand? Dilma Kedarav, maybe it's like Rav explained that the safe of that Mishnah. Dama Rav. Rav says, you know what that's talking about? Why you have to sit under it and have ana of a pruta? It's talking about he didn't chisel it out. He didn't cement it. He just placed it on top of his roof. So he had a hole and he put it down on there. Similar like we would do by sukkis, by schach. So he put al piya ruba on his roof. Idarbe, if he sits under it in, then he's going to be chayiv and ilo. But because he got benefit from it. Iloi darbe, if he doesn't sit under it, loi, he's not going to be chayiv and ilo, because he didn't get, there was nothing that he did to it. So therefore, that's perfectly understandable. That's not the case of the Mishnah. El Laila, maybe we could say Kedurava. We could go back, and on Yud Amud Beis, toward the bottom, we had mentioned that Rava tried to say that what was the case. The case is that when I send the shliach I give him money, and by mistake, it was money of Mila, I send him to buy something for me. And in the middle, I remember, so we say that there, we're going to say, there is shliach l'dvar avera. If he does buy it for me, I'm going to be chayav Mila. But what happens if in the middle, I remembered that it was money of Mila, and in my mind I said, forget it, I don't want him to buy that for me, but he's long gone and he's buying it for me. In that case, he's chayiv Mila. We said, we didn't understand that. A minute ago, I was chayiv, and because I changed, he doesn't know the difference. Why should he be chayiv? That's what Rava tried to say is the case of the Mishnah. And that Rav Ashi asked, why not? That's the way Mila works. If I, by mistake, if the gizbar, let's say, has money of Mila in his pocket, by mistake he went out for a coffee, and he used the money of Mila, he's chayiv and Mila. Sorry, that's just the way Mila works. So that's where Rav Ashi asked on Ravas. Now the Gemara is going to try and differentiate between the case where I sent a shliach or when I used the money in my pocket. Says the Gemara, maybe you could say, El Olam really could the Rav. It's like Rav had said previously. that when I changed my mind on the shliach and he's chayav mila, that's a case that's not as understandable. Udekakashal, that which you had a question, Rabashi, midedave amaitzi mois hektish lechulin. That why is it different than if I stuck my hand in my pocket and I went to get a coffee and I used the money of hektish for chulin? I'm also chayav. That's also, what did I do wrong? I made a mistake. Hasam, over there where you made a mistake, made the yada dikazuzi the hektish. You knew you had money of hektish in your pocket. Or you had it. You knew you had money of hektish. You knew you should have been more careful. You should have thought twice. Hacham miyada, over here by the shliach miyada. Does he know anything? He knows zero. All he knows, he was doing me a favor and taking my money and buying talis for me. So therefore, in the case where I use money myself to buy a coffee, that's a case of shaygig. So that's where you chayv. But in the case of the shliach, that's closer to einus. It's beyond his control. He had absolutely no way to watch himself from it. So therefore, I might have thought he's not chayav mila. The halacha is that he is. Hainu karor natulim b'sayra. That's the case that mila is like a mountain that's hanging by a thread, where you need Torah Shabbat to understand it correctly. Says the Gemara, Vayta mikramu of halachas merubais. We had mentioned in the Mishnah that the Shabbos, chagigais, meilois are like mountains. They have mikramot, a little bit of psukim, but they have comparatively many halachas. So the Gemara brings down a similar halacha. Tana, we learned negayim va'alois, tsaras. The halachas of negayim, tsaras va'alois, and oil, where I'm under one roof with a mace. The halachas of tuma, where I become tame even if I don't touch the mace, just by being under the roof. Those halachas mikramot is small. This small amount of psukim, va'alachas merubis, and relatively a lot of halachas. So frek the Gemara, wait a second, negayim, tsaras. Mikra Mu'at, that has very little psukim. Nigai Mikra Maruba, there's a ton of psukim in Parashat Tazria, Mitzayra, about Nigai Adam, Nigai Batim, Nigayim on clothing. So says the Gemara, Mikra Maruba, so many psukim, who there is. Amar Papa, Papa says, Hachim, this is what it means to say. Nigai Mikra Maruba, you're right. Nigayim has a lot of psukim, but Allah is Mu'atus. But relatively few halachas, according to how many psukim there is. Oyalois mikra muad has very few psukim. Halachas merubas and relatively a lot of halachas. Minaf kamina, and what do we need to know this for? Says the Gemara, what's the difference? Imistapkalo, because if you're not sure about one of the halachas, milsa about something b'negayim in regard to negayim of tsaras. Ayin bakro, your first stop should be to look in the psukim, so you'll get a lot of information. Imistapkalo milsa ba'olois, but if you're not sure about something about olois, ayin masnisa, we want you to know, you could start looking in the Mishnah, because there you'll get much more information. Zakta, the Mishnah said, vayta dinim, if you have monetary cases. So it says, Yeshlahen al Mishi Yismahu. There are psukim. There's what to rely on. But the Gemara is going to ask, according to the way Rashi explains, that what do you mean there's what to rely on? It sounds like it's not straight out in the psukim, but there's what to rely on. There's psukim to look into. Frank the Gemara, Michtav Ksivan. The halacha's monetary cases is straight out in the Torah. Says Gemara, Leinitzcha, it's talking about a case, L'chadar Rebbe. We're referring to cases where it's not straight out in the Torah, where we just have psukim that we can rely on, but we need iyun in order to see it. The Rebbe, like Rebbe says, the Tanya, like Rebbe, like we learned in the Braisa, Rebbe Aimer, Rebbe says, nefesh tachas novesh, that it says in regard, it says that in Parshas Mishpatim, that if two men are fighting, and one pulls back to hit the other one, and by mistake he hits a woman and kills the woman. So therefore it says, nefesh tachas nefesh, a life for a life, a soul for a soul, that he gets killed. So Rebbe says, no. When it says nefesh tachas nefesh, that he gets killed, mammon, it means he has to pay money. The worth of his soul, the worth of him. And he pays, he pays the worth of what the woman is worth, mammon. Ataimer mammon, does he pay money, ein ela nefesh? Or does he pay, or does he get killed? Mamish, does he actually get killed? So says Gemara, Nemer Nesina Lamatav and Nemer Nesina Lamala. There's two psukim in a row in Mishpatim. Two cases. One case is where he pulls back, he hits the woman, and the case that I just said, that's the second case, where he hits the woman and kills her. But the pasuk before speaks about where he, instead of killing her, he gave her a miscarriage, she was pregnant. And in such a case, there for sure he doesn't get killed, he pays money. And it says Nesina in both psukim. In the first psukim it says Venasim Beflilim. In the second pasuk it says Venasata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, something like that. So therefore it says Nesina on both. So madoch nemer nesina lamal and nemer nesina lamal malal mamon, just like in the case the first pasuk where he gave her a miscarriage, he pays mamon, and that's such a case. Afkan, so too in the second case. Lamata, in the lower case, the second pasuk, mamon, it's also like talking about mamon, and therefore that's the case that our, that and similar cases is what our Mishnah means when it says that me'ila is not, these halachas of me'ila are not straight out in the pasukim, and rather not me'ila, dinim. The halachas of mamonis is not straight out in the pasukim, but rather it is, it's just has a,
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.